From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks with another state track and field update on Kick 1067. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Our first results of the day have started to trickle in. We've got high jump and distance medley results to talk about. In the 1A boys high jump, Ross Kuzel of IKM Manning cleared 5.11 on his opening attempt, but went out at 6.1, so he will finish top half of the field roughly. We'll get the official results in my next update, hopefully. In the boys high jump as well for Class 1A, Coon Rapids Bears Colby Culbertson still competing. He will get a top 10 finish guaranteed. He's cleared 5.11 and 6.1 on his first try for each height. The boys distance medley for Class 1A, that has gone final. IKM Manning picks up a 17th place finish with a time of 3:43.75. They were sixth in section number two, and that team was made up of Eli Dreyer, Ross Kuzel, Hunter Smith, and Caden Keller. It was a busy morning so far for Caden Keller. When he cleared 5.11 on the high jump, he got to 6.1, and he essentially had to do three jumps back to back to back for the most part, so he could be done with the high jump to get ready for the boys' distance medley. And then Caden Keller picked up two positions on the final straightaway, coming to the finish line to gain a couple spots to finish sixth in that heat. They were eighth coming out of turn four, and by the time he got to the start-finish line, he picked up a couple positions for the Wolves. So Caden Keller has been a busy, busy man this morning on the Blue Oval and at the high jump. Up next, here in the next half hour or so, we will get to the girls' 100-meter hurdles. And it's all Class 1A this morning, paired with 4A. But, of course, we don't have any 4A schools that we cover. 2A and 3A will begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But in that girls' 100-meter hurdle event, we will have Arweva's Maggie Regaler and Madison Steckler of Audubon both competing in heat number 2. Regaler lane 2, Steckler lane 6. That'll get us through the 10 o'clock hour, and I'll have more previews and more results in my next report. This update has been brought to you by Western Iowa Networks, DMAC, Audubon Rec Center, Plastico, Tegas Overhead Door, and Witch Rock Motor Company. For all of today's state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com. We've got Jeff Blankman, Tyler Bruner, Jeff Storyhan, and Todd Danner all here this morning, bringing you coverage from Des Moines. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.